Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. Welcome to this week's Quick IQ episode. Today we're going to talk about two specific things. First and foremost, we're going to talk about dreams because if you look at them in the right way, they can be helpful and provide you with insight. So that's number one. The second thing that we're going to talk about is what I call dream state consciousness, which really has nothing to do with dreams. It's more about expanding your mind and your consciousness and really getting a deeper level of understanding there. And so that's where we're going today, because the more you understand how your mind works, the more you can get it to work in the right way for you to help you out. Because our brains, as you know, if you're here, our brains are truly amazing. And even when we look at dreams, you know, all too often people get stuck in symbols of dreams, or if they have bad dreams, they're just trying to hurry up and get rid of it and wish it gone. But really, even the negative dreams or nightmares or whatever you want to call them, they can provide you with insight to help you to create an even better life. And so there are typically one of two things that happens in your mind with a dream. And either the first and foremost is that there's a communication going on. Like your brain is telling you something or even warning you of something. Or the second one is that it's playing out a pattern. And so if you think about that for a moment, all of that can be very helpful information. You know, if you're getting some type of communication, if there's a warning coming up, or if there's a pattern that you're going to want to change, you know, all of that can be really helpful insight for you to have an even better life. And so when you do have a dream, you'll want to ask yourself two specific things. First and foremost, you'll want to ask how the dream made you feel. And this is the most important thing that you'll actually want to take from the dream. And it's the biggest thing that everybody is overlooking. You know, if they have a negative dream, they just want to get rid of it. Or a positive dream, they think, oh, this is great. But again, the first thing is you want to note how the dream made you feel. And the second thing you'll want to note is what in the dream was significant to you. And you'll want to write down anything that really stood out to your mind. Now, let's go ahead and unpack these more fully. You know, as far as what stood out and what was significant to your mind, all of the time, people are trying to find some type of symbolism in things. And a lot of times, they're looking for that symbolism outside of themselves. And what you'll want to remember is that your brain is always communicating to you or with you in some type of way. And so something that is symbolic to you might be symbolic to somebody else in a different way. For example, if you see a toucan bird, you know, that could be a symbol to you to think about your upcoming trip to Costa Rica or your last trip to Costa Rica, because that might be something that is symbolic to you, or it could mean to somebody else that they have a memory that they need to clean up from childhood while they were eating Fruit Loops and they were remembering the toucan bird or something like that. So meaning anything that comes up in your dreams could mean something completely different to one person than it can another. And so you'll want to make sure to remember that, and that's the reason that anything that comes up during your dream that feels significant to you, you want to write that down and ask yourself why it was significant. You know, what is the meaning that you have attached to that? What is the first thing that comes up for you? And by the way, it might not mean anything to you, and that's because a lot of times dreams actually have to do with the emotional component. And that's the area that you'll want to look at the most, is how did the dream make you feel? Because that's going to be a huge clue on how you want to process that dream to begin with. You know, if the dream made you feel uplifting or alive or wonderful or having new fabulous feelings, you want to look into that and you want to pay attention to it, because that information can be really helpful for you. For example, let's say you've been wanting to manifest an incredible loving relationship in your life, and you had this dream where you felt so loved and you were in this beautiful relationship. Now, a lot of times people will think, oh, well, this is great. It's just a premonition that a wonderful relationship is coming. But then nothing really comes to fruition. However, that's their way of interpreting it. And instead, if you think about it at another level, this information can be helpful for you because it gives you the feeling of how beautiful that relationship is. Meaning that a lot of times when a person's trying to manifest an incredible relationship, they might not know exactly how that feels. They might have a sense of it or an idea of it, or they may have even had a lot of relationships in life that weren't great. And so they might even say, you know, gosh, I don't even know what it would feel like to have an incredible relationship. And so this dream can actually help you to access that energy, those emotions, to feel what it does feel like. And in that case, instead of just saying, oh, this is a premonition on what is about to come, this means that I'm about to have an incredible relationship, instead, what you'll want to do is you'll want to notice those feelings and indulge in them. Feel them. Use it to your advantage that the universe is giving you a gift. It's giving you a feeling that you can continue to embody and program that energy and that feeling into your core energy so you can manifest that type of relationship. So it's really ultimately not just a premonition, it's a gift. And you'll want to continue to access those feelings to embody even more of that. All right, so that's one way that you can use the information. And there are several more ways that we're going to talk about, even with negative dreams. They can provide you with powerful insights. And, you know, staying with the positive for a moment, there are some more ways that we can use the positive dreams as well. And some of them are quite well known. You know, for example, if you're familiar with Einstein's story or Edison, then you probably know that a lot of times if they were stuck with some type of issue they couldn't resolve, they would sleep on it and then wake up with the answer. Now, this is something that we can all do, but it requires being aligned with what it is that you're wanting. So, you know, in past episodes, we've talked about a lot of people have mixed alignment, where they have part of them that wants something and the other part doesn't, which is a lot like driving with one foot on the gas and the other foot on the brake and wondering why it's not coming to fruition. And so we've talked about that in the past, but ultimately, you'll want to be in alignment with it fully. And then, as you go to sleep, you want to make sure to just ask universe, God, divine, whatever you want to call it, for the information. And just kind of ask for that answer, set your intention for it, if you will. Just kind of go to sleep with that thought in your mind. And then make sure to have a notepad or something next to you when you wake up to jot down any thoughts that come to mind. Now, I mentioned that this is very well known, you know, because a lot of people are familiar with Einstein's story and Edison's story, but a lot of people aren't able to fully tap into this because most people are out of alignment with the things that they're really wanting. So part of them is wanting the outcome and part of them is not. You know, in past podcast episodes, we've talked about being in alignment, being like the gas pedal and the brake pedal, you know, where somebody might be driving a car with one foot on the gas and the other foot on the brake and then feeling stuck from where they're wanting to go. And that's what happens with a lot of people. You know, they want the relationship, but then they're afraid of getting hurt, or they want more money, but they're afraid of judgment or afraid of losing it or taxes or something like that. And so everything that people are many times wanting more of, they're also having blocks towards, and that keeps them stuck. And so again, for this one, ultimately, you'll want to make sure that you are aligned with what it is that you are wanting or what it is that you are asking the question on, and then set it as your intention before you fall asleep, and making sure to focus on the outcome that you want, not the problem itself. And then when you wake up, of course, that's when you want to make sure to have a notepad right next to you so you can jot down any notes or any thoughts that come to mind on the topic. All right, so that is another way that your brain can help you through dreams. And of course, there are other positive things that can come into mind as well. I mean, there are instances where you can get insights or guidance just because. Maybe you didn't even set a specific intention, but you just wake up and you have this information that's available, and that happens to me all of the time. So there's that, or even you can have things like, you know, the past loved one or family member who has crossed over, so to speak, who may come to you in your dreams and have a beautiful positive connection there as well. So there are a lot of positive things that can come to you in your dreams. And my biggest suggestion for those is for you to make sure to note that feeling and see how you can use that to help expand your life even more. All right, so that's the positive. Now, moving on to the quote-unquote negative, the dreams that don't make you feel really good, they can actually be very powerful and very informative. You know, a lot of times when people have negative dreams, they don't really process them in the most optimal way. But ultimately, what you'd want to do, and optimally what you'd want to do, is use them to help improve your life. And a lot of times whenever people have negative dreams, the first thing they want to do is just shake the whole feeling completely and go about their day. Or some people will put a negative meaning on it, like it means something bad is going to happen to them, which is even worse because then it's like they're expecting and then creating, you know, our thoughts help create our lives, right? And so instead of expecting it to happen, ultimately, what you'd want to do is use this information as a wake-up call. You know, even if you think about every other episode where I've taken people that have had some type of chronic pain or ailment going on and, you know, showed them how to shift it, where they release their pain in minutes, ultimately what we're doing is we're taking that quote-unquote negative information and we're transforming it into what is positive and taking a message from that. You know, what is the message that your body's giving you? So that's what we're doing all of the time. And so if you think about it from the dream, you'll want to look at it in the same way. What is this message and how can you shift it to something positive? For example, I know that one person that I worked with had dreams all the time where they felt like they were being chased and killed, right? So it was this dream where they felt terrified every time. It was a terrifying dream. And sometimes it was being chased, sometimes it was this and blah, 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 and blah, 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 a bunch of negative things. But either way, the theme was a feeling of feeling terrified. Now, this person had a pattern of attracting things that were quote unquote terrifying in their life over and over and over again. And that pattern started at age 3. And so for this person, instead of just noticing the dream, shaking it off, and going about her day, instead saying, how did this dream make me feel? Oh, it made me feel terrified. Oh, well, how long have I had this pattern going on? Oh, let me change that. And so ultimately, that information can be very helpful for pointing out to you and making it clear to you what you want to change in your life. Because again, you know, if you've heard me work with people in past episodes, all of the time I'm helping people identify patterns that are in their subconscious mind. So they don't even see these patterns. And that's why sometimes, you know, when I'm working with a person, I have a volunteer that I'm helping them to create that shift. It might look quote unquote logical, the shift that I'm helping them to create, but in many cases, the information that I'm helping them work on is really deep in their subconscious mind. So they didn't even see it initially, you know? And of course, there are some cases where people have seen it, but they just don't see it with the level of clarity. And so again, point being is that a dream can help bring a pattern into consciousness for you. And then ultimately, what you'd want to do is really transform that pattern in your subconscious mind so it's gone. That is key. And of course, that can help you live an even better life. And so there's just a lot of information that you can get from your dreams that can help you to live an even better life. And all too often, I see people who are disempowering themselves by looking outside of themselves and saying, oh, I wonder what this means or that means. But you'll want to make sure to understand what that means to you and, of course, how you can use that information to live an even better, happier, healthier life. And by the way, I do want to note, not every dream is going to be super profound. I mean, some dreams could simply be where, you know, you might go to sleep watching something on TV and then it becomes part of your dream. Or even go to sleep thinking sexual thoughts and have that sort of dream as well. And so every dream isn't necessarily super profound, but if you just always ask yourself, how can I use this? What's helpful from this? Then you can start to build an even stronger relationship with your brain and yourself and your intuition and your connection to universe, God, divine, whatever you want to call it. But you'll strengthen that connection by strengthening that awareness. All right, so there's that, and that is the portion on dreams. Now, I mentioned that we were going to talk about dream state consciousness, which, again, has nothing to do with dreams, but really what it is understanding expanding consciousness. And it's this. It's that, you know, if you've ever had a dream before where you wake up and it's super vivid, and you're certain that you'll remember it later in the day because it's just so clear. But later in the day comes and you remember that you had a dream, but you can't quite remember what it was about. And 2 days later, oh my God, you can't even think. You're like, oh God, did I have a dream the other day? Because I can't even remember, right? It fades. Now, if we apply that awareness towards consciousness, it's the same thing. And when I talk about consciousness, I'm talking about expanding your mind and awakening and looking at patterns or insights or having epiphanies. What happens all of the time on this self-help spiritual journey is you'll have insights and awarenesses. You'll have an epiphany and go, oh my God, there's this, or oh my God, I can't believe that this, or, you know, some type of epiphany about your childhood or something. And in that moment, you'll think to yourself, I'm going to remember this forever. But chances are, in most cases, it'll be gone in a day or two or three, sometimes even within hours, if you don't write it down and reinforce it. And by the way, I did this so many times during my injury where I had an epiphany and I thought, oh my God, this is incredible. I had this major insight. And then literally like hours later, I would be trying to think back to what the insight was that I knew was a game changer, and it was gone. And I literally would have to think about it and think about it. And many times, it just wasn't there. And what I'd need to do is I'd need to work with my mind again and again in the same way. And then as I did, I would have that epiphany or opening of consciousness again. And then I learned that I better write it down and reinforce it. And so that is key. And by the way, you know, if you think back to past episodes where people have literally shifted their health, their life, and you watch those changes, again, they all look so easy. But when I work with somebody, not only am I taking a subconscious pattern that they're not necessarily super clear on and shifting it, but I'm taking the right pattern to help open their consciousness, meaning that the specific changes that I'm asking each volunteer to shift isn't just an emotion or just a pattern. It's ultimately an emotion or pattern that helps them to expand their emotions and their consciousness to then allow their body to release the pain or start creating that healing transformation. And so, point being, very simply, is this. It's that when you have an epiphany or a new way of seeing things or an expanded consciousness in some area of your life, that moment of epiphany, make sure to write it down, because even when you think it's gonna stay, what happens is until it's reinforced, it's typically only a dream state consciousness where it's there for a moment. But just like a dream, if you don't write it down, if you don't document it, if you don't move forward on it, it will vanish. And then you'll have lost that piece of consciousness that you were working on. And of course, it's not like you've lost it forever. You can do the work to get it back, but it's just a lot easier to write it down the first time and then make sure to get it in your mind. I learned that the hard way on my journey. And once I did start writing those down, everything just became easier. So food for thought on that, both on dreams and also the dream state consciousness, expanding your consciousness. All right, so that is our quick IQ episode for today. And please, if you learned something, if you looked at something in a new way, if you think anything from this episode could be helpful for somebody else, please do share it. You know, sharing is caring, you know, about your family, your loved ones, your friends. And of course, it would be amazing to live in a world where everybody is healthy and happy and empowered, you know? And that said, by the way, I love that you are somebody who is here, who is on this incredible journey, and it has been so wonderful to connect with you today. I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode, and I wish you a most wonderful, spiritful rest of your day. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.